Proclamation number 6677 of 25th of October, 1956. I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the way, the truth and the life. With these words, Jesus tried to make people aware of the significance of his activity on earth. He wanted to point out to them that they were not allowed to pass him by if they wanted to attain life. That they had to receive the truth from him and therefore also had to listen to him, pay attention to him. He declared himself to be the path and therefore called upon his fellow human beings to follow him. They should follow the same path as he, the path of love and suffering. And since he described himself as the way, the divine redeemer cannot be bypassed, every human being must recognize and acknowledge him, otherwise he will not take the path to eternal life. Jesus likewise describes himself as truth and with these words only expresses that his word is eternal truth, that he alone can bring truth to people. And since truth originates from God, he also bears witness to himself that his earthly body is the bearer of the eternal deity. Furthermore, Jesus calls himself the life. He is the epitome of strength and light, he is the part of all that is perfect, which can create and work in freedom, light and strength, and whoever wants to reach this state of freedom, light and strength must take the path via Jesus Christ, and he will live for eternity. No human being who ever lived on earth has been able to pronounce these words which the man Jesus uttered, I am the way, the truth and the life. For all the prophets before spoke on behalf of God, and they mostly pointed to the one who was to come. To him who said of himself, I am the way, the truth and the life. For in Jesus God himself entered this earth, and he drew people onto the right path which leads to eternal life. For people were dead in spirit, and if they were to come to life again a path was to be shown to them, and the truth had to be proclaimed to them which they no longer recognized because they dwelled in darkness. And people should remember that they walk along in great darkness on earth and remember these words that they will dwell in darkness as long as they keep away from Jesus Christ if they have not yet entered the right path, where truth and life are sessual gain. You humans should only remember these words in order to then also know that there can be no life without Jesus Christ and that even true thinking and true knowledge is solely the share of the one who acknowledges Jesus Christ. That people who are still distant from him, to whom just such act of salvation is still a dubious concept, who have not yet inwardly confessed him, thus are not yet redeemed from sin and death, can never move in truth. They lack truth and life, for they are on the wrong path, because Jesus Christ alone is the path which leads to truth and life. These words of Jesus should be seriously considered, for they clearly represent the lot of those who do not believe in him. Error and death. However, earthly life was given to people in order to be able to rise from death to life. In order to emerge from the state of ignorance, of darkness, into the bright light of truth, and people were shown the path to follow the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who describes himself as the path. And no human being will sink into the darkness of death who sticks to him, who calls to him, who asks him to take care of him in the dark valley of the earth. And all these he will entice with his voice to follow him. And his path leads safely to the aim. He will live in light and strength for eternity and will never again fall prey to death. Amen.